Yeah, he looks down at the floor going,
hell, watch out for that. Hang on. Anyway, I gotta waddle somewhere else for a while.
So practiced.
So smooth. He's fast. So true.
Welcome to Buena Vista episode 357. I'm Andrew and I'm here at the Last Supper. If I'm keeping it completely real, I am not impressed with the food. Bit of herbs, unleavened bread. Fuck this. Where are the chicken tenders? When am I going to get my beer? Here with me is the faithful disciple Peter. It's Lucy.
What's up? What's up, man?
Hey, I've just been reading your bio, and it seems that your name used to be Simon, and then Jesus changed it to Peter, which means rock.
Did he really? That's kind of because I'm kind of like his rock. Like he kind of sees me as his rock. Actually, I think like, I'm like kind of his like best friend, I'd say.
But were you not like a little put out when he said, "Hey, this is your name now"?
No, I'd do anything for that guy.
No, well, it does also say here in your bio that given the choice of how you wanted to die, you said, quote, I'd like to be crucified upside down because I am unworthy to die as my Lord did.
Yeah, I did say that. I did say that. I was crazy back then. I was fucked up when I said that.
You sure you weren't doing like a more of a bury me upside down so the world can kiss my ass kind of thing?
Yeah, I was probably going for that.
I want to be crucified facing the cross with my pants off.
Make it so it looks like I'm fucking the cross because I'm like saying fuck crucifixion. Got that sticker on the back window of my car. Fuck crucifixion.
Oh, and speaking of the devil, there he is sitting in the middle of the table, making himself the center of attention in a way that I would describe as unsubtle. It's a man with a beard, long brown hair, a beatific glow radiating all around him, and very short shorts that won't be visible in any future paintings of this scene. It's the son of God, Ben!
What's up, brother? I am actually also God. I'm both the son of God and God.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a few sort of world-building questions?
Yep.
Who are you in this scenario?
I'm Andrew.
Yeah, you are the disciple Andrew. The disciple Andrew. Yep.
I believe there were two Andrews at the Last Supper.
I think there were, but the other one was a classic Andrew who is known as situation, isn't it?
How I had to go over the disciples like
Peter,
Andrew,
who was Paul,
Andrew two,
Andrew who was Craig, Jeff, Andy. Who is, and this is great novel material, by the way.
Yep. There was Andrew, Andrew the Apostle.
Yes.
There you go.
The goat.
Who else do we have? Yeah, that's me. I'm Andrew the Apostle.
Yeah. See, I feel like because of my my upbringing in the church, I'm usually the guy whose mind goes to biblical situations when I can't think of an intro, but it's not me this time. That's nice. That's quite refreshing.
I'm learning all this stuff for the first time, so.
I'm not a Christian, but the Bible's got the juice.
Bible's got the juice.
Yeah, it's got it all. Danger, romance, intrigue, betrayal. It's not actually boring at all. Like, I find if you actually read it, Yeah, it's all in there, man.
God did some crazy shit. He was kind of fucked up.
I'm not supposed to swear to you kids, but look, it's Friday night youth group. We're about to go to strike bowling. I'm going to drop a few F-bombs.
The Bible is freaking cool.
The Bible is freaking cool.
Kids today, they're all interested in beef between Kendrick Lamar and Drake. I'll tell you who the original beef was between.
Speak it.
God and the devil.
Yeah.
I was going to say Cain and Abel.
I was going to say Job. Like, God's got a lot of beef
God
with
and
a lot
Job,
of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a
Cain
few beefs
Abel
on
have,
the go.
Have beef between each other?
Oh, they had the ultimate beef.
I guess.
Yeah,
one
for history.
One of them killed the other one.
Yeah, but was that like by instruction, though?
No, that one wasn't by instruction.
I notice here in the list of 12, people who were at apostles or whatever. Apostles? No. Disciples. Who were at the Last Supper, that there was another Simon. So maybe Jesus changed your name just to keep it straighter for himself.
Right.
Oh, we've already got a Simon. So what you if invite, you were like, Peter
different
now?
Friends to your birthday yeah. party. They're like mixing like people you know from different parts of your life. It's really awkward and uncomfortable. Mm. You just want to make it like a smooth experience for everyone.
But he changed Simon one though.
Simon
I want
to
be the extra Simon.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Simo, maybe.
Maybe it's Simo, a vibes-based
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
I don't really see you as a Simon. Really, kind of Peter vibes to me.
You seem kind of like a Paul or maybe a Saul to me.
Yeah. It's Paul, giving Saul. It's Saul, giving Paul. Saul.
Hey, quick question, Jesus. Why'd you call this one the Last Supper? Kind of ominous.
I don't know. It's got a feeling about it. Also, I am God, so I've sort of seen everything that will come to pass already. Yeah. This is all sort of part of my grand design. Even what you're doing, Judas. Know what you're up to. He can't hear me. He's not listening.
Speaking of, down there at the end of the table, rubbing his hands together and grinning impishly, looking a lot like Grima Wormtongue, trying to get me to buy into his fidget spinner reselling business and occasionally miming strangling and stabbing motions behind Ben's back, it's my friend and yours, the man who will never betray any of us. It's Theo.
Hey. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Why are you so oily?
Anyone else here kind of just a little bit sick of Jesus' shit?
Do you guys think Jesus is mad at me?
Yeah.
He's been acting mad at me all day.
It's all about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Like, none of us get the term to shine.
Yeah, you notice Jesus always kind of talking about himself?
Yeah.
What about the teachings of Judas, you know?
Yes.
Mm. Who's talking about those?
Yes.
You know what, like, I don't like is that we got here and, like, I had booked ahead and I made sure to get a big enough table for all of us.
Yeah.
And Jesus makes us all sit down one side of the table so he can go right in the middle.
Yes.
I don't like that. Why can't I talk across the table to my friends, you know?
Because then we'll just get the back of your head in the painting.
I've been really enjoying all that freak out over the thing at the Olympics and the Last Supper and stuff.
Which is what made me think of it in the first place.
I figured that's what put it in your brain.
What happened? I saw the like satanic panic kind of shit.
I saw the just Dutch pedophile.
I only know about Gojira playing, which rules.
Yeah, but they also think that was Satan as well because it's the 80s again and they're like heavy metal
heavy
music.
Metal, yeah.
All right.
Most of their songs are about flying whales
leaving
the earth
change.
Because of pollution.
Yeah. What sort of environmentalists.
Can I get away with just putting that entire song as the outro? That riff, when the riff cuts in on flying whales. I watched them play that during a thunderstorm and I think it was maybe one of the happiest experiences of my life.
They always look amazing performing.
Yeah. Four French people. They look
great.
Four
French people just like fucking hitting their instruments as hard as they can be hit for like an hour and a half.
And it's not like bad prog. Like it's like the good kind of prog that's okay to listen to.
Is it prog?
Oh, I'd call them progressive.
Yeah.
I saw it being called politically, tech metal, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're calling it all kinds of stuff out there.
For that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to your point, Ben, there was a depiction of like the Greek gods of tomfoolery in sports.
Oh, yes. Sort of like Olympus.
Dionysus?
Dionysius. Bacchus. No, he's Bacchus. Roman. The other ones.
Aren't they the same guy?
But because they were at a table, all the Christians went, Last Supper, I know this one.
Yeah, classic table shit.
Which is very funny because, like, obviously they're depicted in the Da Vinci painting, The Last Supper, as all being in a line because that allows him to represent all of them in a single painting. Mm-hmm. And the idea that this is like some sacred object from the Bible, like, no, they're probably sitting at like a regular
table. It didn't happen is the thing. Like,
I think they also got these guys at a table so they could point a camera at them and have them all be in the picture.
Yeah, and then there was that blue guy who was wearing the vine, the flowers, or
did
whatever.
Did the apostles invent blocking?
Yes. Or did Da Vinci invent blocking?
Yeah, probably. Know? Actually, he invented a lot of stuff. Blocking, spiral helicopter.
Oh, yeah, that was one crazy homo.
Four-armed guy with a little dick.
Hey, what Jesus did, no, what Judas did to Jesus for just a little bit of money, that was kind of a scam. Hmm. We look at scams Sort of, I guess. I mean, he scammed Jesus out of his life.
He scammed Jesus, I suppose. Yeah.
And he kind of scammed humanity because he robbed us of the latter years of Jesus' life. But at the same time, Jesus did die for all of our sins, allowing all of us who accept him to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So he kind of net benefit. So thank you, Judas. It's time for Scam Watch.
Warning, warning. Someone has successfully or unsuccessfully attempted a scam and must be judged. This is Scam Watch.
This comes to us from WTXL in Florida. It's not a an easy one.
The taxol.
The taxolotl.
The taxol.
The axolotl is a good one. If I was on the WTXL radio, that's what I'd be saying. Yeah. Welcome to WTXL, the axolotl. It's time to get wet.
You're listening to the Mexican lizard.
Is that what an axolotl is? I don't think axolotls are lizards.
It's a wet lizard. It's a wet lizard.
Basically, they're amphibians.
Right. They have the form factor of a lizard, but I don't think they are of the order
Lizardalia.
They're more like a frog, right?
Closer actually like to an orangutan than they are to
a
lizard.
It's a pedomorphic salamander.
Oh no.
No.
Yeah, they look like kids. Thomasville police warned neighbors about unsolicited jewelry in the mail.
What's a problem? Oh, no.
Getting all this free gold.
Getting a couple of rings. A couple necklaces.
Gold chains.
Friendship plate. Bracelets?
Just got one half of a friendship bracelet in the mail?
Just that
little
heart.
It's the side that says best.
Oh, it's upsetting to get half a friendship bracelet in the mail because it's like, who's my friend? Where is my best friend?
I think that's beautiful.
You got to go on a journey to find your best friend, your other half.
You know what's crazy? It turns out that your recently deceased husband set it up so that got sent to you if he ever died. So you deliberately went out to try and find friends.
Yes.
It's like a PS I love you situation.
He wants you to move forward with your life. Yeah.
PS, this is half of a friendship bracelet. Find a friend. Police are warning neighbors in Thomasville about a potential scam that could be lurking in your mailbox.
Great. Now I'm going to be too scared to check the mail for the next week.
I cannot imagine a scenario that this drags money out of me, except if maybe there was a fish hook on this treasure with a fishing line that leads all the way back to the scammer.
Or you didn't realize that the act of opening your mailbox will sort of knock a stick that was propping a box, a really, really, really big box, it'll fall on you and you can't get out.
Yeah. If it's big enough, you don't really notice
kidneys.
It.
Yes.
Yeah. Dark out today.
Yeah. Oof. It's so weird that it's nighttime at 9:30 in the morning. Oh, well. Time to check the mail. Police said on Facebook that they have received reports of people getting, quote, unexpected jewelry and other products in the mail.
Cool.
You're right.
Inside those packages, neighbors have found a card with a QR code.
Straight in the bin.
Yeah.
Straight in the fucking bin.
Absolutely. You're throwing that in the bin, right?
Yeah, I'm scanning that.
Why don't you scan it? Police said that the card encourages victims to scan and register their product.
You know how you got to keep your jewelry registered?
You got to register your bracelet.
About? You trying to get the warranty on your free mail jewelry?
And who is doing that as well? The warranty card, that also goes in the bin.
In the 90s when you bought like a computer game and it came in a... Your kids these days, they wouldn't remember this.
No, they don't.
Used to come in a big box had lots of cool artwork. You had to go to the shops and buy it. And inside, there would be a little card that you could fill out and you could mail off to register your game with Westwood or whoever.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Why?
Why does Sierra need my information?
Why did Sierra need your information?
They want to know who's jacking off to Leisure Suit Larry 2.
I still don't really understand that. Also, but how crazy was the time before they couldn't guarantee that everyone would have the internet? So they had to have the physical mail out of the registry card in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fucking... We're kind of old.
Yeah.
We were alive and doing stuff during the Stone Ages, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, software came in a big box.
Yeah, and your computer didn't have the internet most of the time. You had to turn the internet on, and you had to yell out to your family,
"Hey, can I use the internet for a bit?" Calls.
I remember having some video games in a clamshell case with tapes in it.
Oh, that you know?
Hell yeah.
That's dope. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Loading stuff off a tape onto a Commodore 64.
And
going, I don't understand how this works. And to this day, I don't. You know?
I had a good time there where, like, I was playing games off a 5 1/4 inch floppy. Those are the big ones that you could, like, flap around with.
Oh, whoop, yeah. Whoop, whoop,
whoop. I actually think that's great. I'm sitting there downloading my fucking, like, 65 gigabyte Call of Duty update.
Yes.
Oh,
God.
Okay, can we talk about this?
Why did we make this world?
Yeah. This world's got so fucking fucked up.
You go into EB Games, the guy looks at you like you're a complete alien because you want to buy a physical copy of a game. It's like you have a disability that means you can't download it?
Yeah.
You get the game.
This place is just for money laundering now.
You go, great, I have a Thursday night off. I have 2 beers. I'm going to play a new AAA game that was released 10 years ago. This is going to be
awesome.
I bought
it. It's on a disc. I bought
the
disc.
Right here. I've got the whole thing.
I've got it in my fucking hand.
Meanwhile, someone at Activision rubbing their hands together and chuckling.
Yeah. Hey, thinking, what's this? This guy's about to have his Thursday night 2-beer gaming night ruined.
130 gigabytes.
You pop it in. 130 gig. Bam. Ooh. Oh, I'll see you tomorrow.
Looks like your PS5 that costs $700 only has room for 3 games.
Yeah.
Three games. So you might have to actually delete one.
Sometimes it sounds like we're joking about stuff, but right now, what
so
the fuck is up?
Yeah.
How is this
so
meant
angry.
To work?
Oh, it's okay, though. Just buy an external hard drive for your PS5. Oh, wait. You have to buy a special kind of external hard drive for your PS5. You can't just buy a normal one and plug it in and have it work.
I just want to play last decade's AAA games, okay? Yes. I want to drink 2 7% IPAs. I want to get a Domino's pizza.
I want to play the first.
Yes. I want to play 6 hours of The Last of Us 1. Oh no. Oh, this guy wants to play. I'm Mr. Naughty Dog. Guess what? You need 70 gigabytes of game to play the game that you're holding. I'm not registering. Get the fuck out of my house. You're getting my details.
Did you see Animal Well, the little indie game that came out a while ago? Marvelous, wonderful game, beautiful. 30 megabytes.
Oh, that is beautiful. How'd they do that? Where'd they keep the stuff?
Very carefully.
I did buy a physical game the other day because it was one of my kids' birthdays, and she asked for... And she asked for just like another Mario game for the Switch.
Mm.
And I said, of course, Mario is a delight to play.
Yes. And it comes on a little thing.
And he's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, and you got it. So I was like, I'll buy the physical thing because it's nice to have something to open on your birthday instead of me saying, congratulations, you've got the concept of a game.
You're just pointing to the living room, being like, it's on there somewhere.
Yeah, it's in the cloud. It's all around us, I say, like a fucking
130 gigabytes.
No, instead I had to get something to wrap up, so I go down and I buy a game, and you know, you can't help but feel like they're making fun of you a little bit with the Switch packaging because you open it up and there's a little thing the size of your thumbnail in there.
And the box is small to begin
the
with.
They've made the box as small as they can.
And then
it's like a SIM card.
The kids were like, why'd they put it in such a big box and there's this tiny thing inside? And I was like, well, if they made the box as big as the thing,
it'd look fucking stupid.
You'd be losing it, you know? Yeah. It'd be like, remember like the little cases that they'd make for like an SD card?
Yeah.
You know? That'll just be one of them.
Or the little wallets for like your 3DS games.
Yeah.
And you can just have them all in there. You don't have to download shit from Steam.
Is going to fucking electronics boutique. Yeah, we called it the whole thing back then. And looking at a wall of cereal box sized, and that was when cereal boxes were bigger as well before shrinkflation.
Yeah, so true.
Dark Reign. Ooh, this looks cool.
Made in Australia.
Total Annihilation. Oh, the artwork. It looks so evocative. Morrowind. Whoa, look at the different kinds of biome. Nowadays, you go in there, nothing. Oh, tiny little Mario Kart. Get fucked. I'm
$800 for PS5. No games.
Yes. Yeah. They still don't have any games on the PS5. I wouldn't know. I'm still working on the AAA games that were released when the PS4 first came out. Haven't got to play The Witcher 3.
Hey, it's a great scheme. You want to buy like AAA games from like 5 years ago.
Yes. I'm thinking about playing Control on the flight to Peru.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's fun. Get that on the Switch.
It's a fun game.
Yeah, they got it on the Switch. The screen's very small on the Switch, and my eyes aren't so good, so I don't know how that's going to go, but...
When's the last time you got your glasses prescription updated?
Oh, like a year ago, but... Oh,
okay, so you should be all
right. You should be okay.
Just try holding the Switch really close to your face.
Yes, and looking like a crazy guy, ducking and weaving while he's playing his Switch on the plane. There's no way that is 33 years old.
Shrieking every time.
34.
Every time you come around the corner and there's a new enemy.
The filing cabinet is strange or whatever. I haven't played Control yet.
Yeah.
Having to play.
I mean, like, you're being reductive, but that's also what happens.
Oh, imagine a package with a tiny game in it or some free jewelry.
Yeah. Thank you. Bring it home to the middle of this story. The problem is, once the QR is scanned, it can open up your phone to a dangerous malware virus.
Oh, no.
Now...
A dangerous website.
That's not entirely true. It's going to open you probably to a place where you could get...
You could get it.
...malware, but you have to do, like, more.
Yeah, and there's, like, instructions there on how to sideload an APK or something.
That's right. You're going to have to turn your phone to developer mode. Yeah. All right. I guess I really need to register this necklace.
Yeah, going to settings, there's a setting there called Shields Down. Really helpful if you can hit that.
Police said that the virus could give thieves, quote, access to sensitive data and information, including bank accounts.
What?
This is like, there's got to be a lot missing in the middle here.
Yeah. Well, the cops don't understand how phones work either.
They don't understand
how phones work. They're just
assuming, right? It's like...
I bet you register it and then it gives you a phone number to a guy who's in like one of those scam call centers who's being like, threatened with his life unless he extorts some money out of you.
So send us your phone immediately.
Yeah.
And your PIN.
Give me your bank account login. And the person goes, oh, well, I guess you need that.
And they've just explained to the cops, like, imagine if an app was made out of fucking fentanyl.
Yes.
Imagine, like, and they just immediately start fainting. Like, ooh! Yeah.
It's so funny that, like, the Beekeeper, that tremendous movie, depicts that sort of, like, scam call center as, like white hipsters.
Cool, like, Zoomers.
Yeah.
Highly
or
profitable.
Millennials, like, really cool guys.
Instead of, like, the global south trying to claw back a little bit of the inequality that we've kind of just, like, built.
Like, literally people that are being, like, threatened with their lives if they don't.
That's why
scam
it's the perfect
you.
Movie, though, because it's like, here's this thing that we all hate, but we're not going to make it racial.
Yes. Let's not look at the cause of the problems. Yeah.
Be real.
I actually imagine it a different way.
But they are, look.
My head canon, scammers are even more annoying.
Yeah, they're like from Bondi or whatever.
Yeah, it fucking rules, because every time he rolls up in one of those like extremely well-appointed and expensive-looking call centers and confronts somebody, the first thing they do is they go, yeah, we know it's bad, but we love doing it.
We just love money.
Because I'm from Silicon Valley or Portland. And also, that one guy's South African. They're all bad. If you scan one of these codes, police said there are steps you can take to protect yourself.
Get
a fucking gun. Yeah. Shoot your phone. Change your account passwords. Your information may have been compromised. Closely monitor your accounts and credit reports. Notify authorities. Don't pay for the product.
Yeah.
What product? What are you talking about?
The product that you got.
Notify the retailer. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, the retailer of the mysterious jewelry that arrived unbidden in your mailbox.
Am I calling Swarovski and being like, hey, I think I got something of yours?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you guys want to hear about a mystery?
Yeah.
So this is really pedantic, but I'm just hoping I can maybe get ahead of this. I really enjoy that you all managed to say Rafe Fiennes about 30 times in the episode that I wasn't on. I don't think we got a single correct pronunciation in there anywhere.
Theo started it poorly. I didn't want to pronounce mine
absolutely
different.
I didn't say it at all.
You guys were pretending to protect me?
Yeah. I didn't say it at all, but I very graciously didn't step all over Theo.
Theo is strong enough to hear it. I also think that I was there with you guys while I was editing it, being like, you know what? He's only going to say it twice.
He's not going to say it like 400 times.
He's not going to say it dozens of times. I think it's Swarovski, by the way, just in case you decide to say that 30 times. And finally, it's your choice to keep it, return to sender, or throw it away.
I want to know what it is.
What are you talking about?
Is it a gold chain? Is it a beautiful bracelet with like many charms on it?
Is it a mood ring? Is it like a $5 plastic mood ring?
Is it just a plastic mood ring?
Like, you can't just say, hey, you might have received some strange objects. Not talk about what the objects are.
Yeah.
This is such a weird scam.
But whatever you do, though, do whatever with the objects.
Yeah, weird
to
list.
Your options are open.
Do whatever as one of the steps to protect yourself. It's literally, keep it or don't. Yeah. Or whatever.
Don't worry about it.
No, so stress.
And that's the weirdest part, is establishing that there is no potential harm from the jewelry itself.
Yeah, the jewelry is
the jewelry is inert.
They don't know that. I don't think there's been enough time to know that.
They haven't tested those.
I think the jewelry could be harmful.
Or is this jewelry that they're sending out to people to get them hooked on the concept? Mm.
Want more?
Beware of free jewelry in your mailbox. You may want more jewelry.
More QR codes.
Ooh. Scan the QR to know what color is which mood.
That's probably what it is. I can't. Man, I've been purple all day, but I don't fucking understand what it means.
Always purple.
I can't help but think that this is the kind of jewelry you would get if you ordered like a whole bunch of costume jewelry from Alibaba.
Yeah, 100%. It's got to be made of like plastic.
Yeah.
Not Swarovski.
No, gallium.
Nothing good.
I don't know what the cheapest metals are.
Tellurium, the one that makes you smell like garlic forever. Beware of stinky jewelry in your mailbox.
It will alienate you from your friends and family. And if you scan the QR code, they'll get into your bank accounts. Yeah.
Scan this for the antidote.
If anything, this article isn't trying to scandalize us enough. But you know who does try and scandalize us in articles?
Mm.
People writing those British tabloids. It's time for Tabloid Phenomenon.
Fist-headed
man destroys church.
Huh.
Oh, it's gone back to that.
That was uncomfortable for me.
I must have put in the circumcised version of that one.
a little up version?
Yeah. Didn't realize I had two in there.
Yeah.
Oh. That was unsettling for all of us.
Yeah, and wrong. I noticed while it was playing, I had reduced sensitivity to it as well.
One day we need to get someone on here that's been circumcised and really grill them about the particulars. Like, it doesn't feel as good. You can't feel all the stuff.
So, ideally, you cut it off and you're not sure why.
Yeah.
Ideally, we get somebody who's had an adult circumcision so that they can give us a real
before.
Don't
say that. You're not going to know if you've had one.
No, we know too many people that... We both have a mutual friend who's had an adult circumcision, Theo.
Was it for, like, medical necessity, though?
It could have been either for him, honestly.
Was that thing flapping?
Was that
shit dragging?
And let's both say at the same time who it is. No, he might still listen to the show, actually. Hey, if you're listening, you know exactly who you are.
That's right. Look down. You know what we're talking about.
Yep.
This comes to us from the Daily Mail. Homeowner finds family using her private swimming pool before being given shocking excuse for the incident. Okay.
All right.
Lucy, you look so pleased with yourself right now. This feeling. I like being on the other side and just not knowing where this is going.
You don't know where this is going. It could be going anywhere.
you're kind of withholding at the moment the info. Mm.
She's kind of got all the power. She's holding all the cards.
Maybe I won't give you the info. Maybe we should just cut it off right there.
The last paragraph.
You won't get to finish reading it until I say so.
Podcast is...
Yucky. Vulgar.
A homeowner was left stunned after she arrived home to find a family using her private swimming pool.
All right, Maurice... like, who gives a fuck? You weren't using it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Case closed.
It's a heat wave, probably. Yeah.
Is it your turn? No. You can have a turn after we're done.
Yes.
It's 23 degrees in Britain. Let people swim in there. Yeah.
I think this is taking place in Canada, but it's still pretty cold up there.
Same concept.
Yeah.
Maurice Schausser pulled up outside her home in... this is going to be fucking French Canada, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's French as shit. Maurice Schausser pulled up outside her home in Repentigny, Canada, to discover the strangers taking a dip. They told her that they had rented out the pool for an hour for $35 using the app Swimply.
Get fucked.
I have heard about this app.
I have it. That's the only reason I put this in the notes is because I couldn't stop laughing at the app Swimply.
That is such a beautiful, satisfying combination of sounds.
Swimply is how you describe your penis after you've been in the bath for too long. Oh, is it the bath too long? It's gone all swimply.
It's gone all swimply. What are you guys doing this afternoon? You want to go for a swim? Well, we don't have anywhere we could swim.
I just swimple it on
Swimply.
Let's just swimp it. Boople me and I'll swimp it for us. Do you guys want to split a swimp? Let's do a three-way swimp split.
Swimp pool.
Swimply plus, or do you think
Swimply
pool?
Yeah. We can just Swimply pool.
Yeah.
I'm on Swimply Plus, and I can swimp as many pools as I want in a month for only $20 each.
I'm on Swimply Black. That's only celebs' pools. You don't know which celeb. So sometimes it's like someone you don't care about, but other times you're like, holy fuck, I'm pretty sure this is the pool of the Prince Estate. Wow, shaped like a love heart with a penis.
I'm in Steve Gutenberg's pool right now? Wow.
Steve Gutenberg's pool? This is a Swimply Grotto.
Mm.
So it costs more, but I might get sucked off by Steve Gutenberg.
Oh, yeah. Swimply After Dark is fucking crazy. It's sort of like no holds barred.
Oh, you got sucked off by Steve Gutenberg and Steve Gutenberg's grotto on Swimply?
He is still alive. Imagine like how good the vibes would be if you were just like swimming in this really nice pool. And you're like, yeah, you know, the celebs don't come out. It's just nice knowing, you know, sometimes you can look up Zillow listings, you can figure out who the celeb is. And then bam. Out walks Steve Gutenberg, and he's smiling.
His body's still rocking as well. Like, he's getting a bit older, but...
He's been working out,
still
clearly.
Fit. You can tell he's fit. Like, still a little fat on the stomach area. But a little like, bit of very body fit. Hair. Very fit.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like functionally strong, and you know what he's got? He's got 2 six-packs of Schlitz, and he's laughing. He's throwing his head back, teeth exposed, laughing, and he's like, oh, you swimped. Swimp it.
I saw 2024 Steve Gutenberg the other day. He was
really.
He was explaining. He was explaining the 5 stages of Steve Gutenberg.
Oh, I saw that. That was a wonderful video.
Yeah, he was explaining to somebody a thing that he had said before, which was the 5 stages of Steve Gutenberg. 1, who is Steve Gutenberg? 2, get me Steve Gutenberg. 3, I want a Steve Gutenberg type. 4, I want a young Steve Gutenberg. And 5, who is Steve Gutenberg?
You wouldn't be saying who is Steve Gutenberg if you were in his pool and he came out and he swimped with you for a little while.
Uh-uh. Yeah. Oh, that guy. I've seen him before.
Didn't know that I was swimping from that guy.
Fuck, if I'd have known that was Steve Gutenberg, I would have sucked him off back. I would have reciprocated. I actually feel a little bit bad now.
I left my grotto filter on. I didn't know.
Yeah.
It was surge pricing.
I got swimped. The pool had been listed by a former tenant who moved out of the property in 2022.
Fucking ages ago. How has this not come up?
Well, I mean, he's still collected on it.
Yeah, every now and then your phone goes off and it's like, you've just been swimped.
Yeah.
It's swimped 35.
No, you've been swimped $7.60.
Little audio recording of Jack Black going, "Swimp it," comes up on your phone, even though your phone's on silent. Can't turn it off. Shit, I just made $27.76. Awesome.
Swimp it. Yeah. Go sploosh.
It's just passive swimping.
Swimp it. Yeah.
Quote, it's fuck passive, Jack Black. I'll kill you, Jack Black. quote, "Is this the first time she's done this? I can't say. We are not always at home," she told Nouveau Info. Everything's crazy in French Canada.
I have no idea. You guys speak French?
Who could, a little who bit. Could say what it means?
But that's Nouveau, spelled N-O-O-V-O.
Yeah, I don't like
that. Presumably a French-Canadian outlet. Yeah,
but with they're like not a allowed fun, to get funny fun with spin. It. Yeah, you can't be fun with your own language. Be fun with other people's languages.
Yeah.
Nouveau Info. Nouveau du Québec. You know? Oh, boy. We arrived, and there was a car in the parking spot. There was a little family swimming in the pool with three cute little girls. The listing stated that parties at the heated pool were not allowed, but permitted smoking, alcohol, and loud music. Pets were allowed as long as their owners clean up after them.
So good.
That's so great that you're explicitly allowed to smoke in the pool.
Letting someone's dog swim in your pool, then you can smoke.
No parties, but you can blast Metallica and Sigs.
Yeah. Pack of Marlboro Reds. A justice for all. Five huge dogs jumping in and out of the pool.
Natty
lights. $35. Oh, yeah. My God. That's a perfect afternoon. That's so good. Steve Guttenberg working on your shit.
Hey, it's in the terms and conditions.
You're paying $5 for a scooper as well.
Yeah.
You're going to need it.
Yes.
Like you got to assume that the family in the pool is like, we're allowed to be here.
Yeah. It's on Swimply.
My Swimp Check pass. Swimply?
You didn't get the notification on your phone where Jack Black goes, "Swimp it." You didn't hear that? Because you can't actually mute it or silence it, so you should have heard it.
This is actually covered by Swimply, so there's really nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to want to talk to Swimply support. They are based in Serbia, so I don't know what the hours are like, so I don't know if you're going to get through necessarily today.
When you install the Swimply app, it comes up with a thing saying, "You give the Swimply app permission to," and there's a little list, and it says, "Turn your phone's volume to 100. Take phone off silent mode."
It's fun to imagine Serbian level one support. Yeah.
And you know that their like problem-solving tree that they have, the first thing is illegal swimp situation. I didn't have proper swimp rights. Fuck! Yeah.
Another swimp pirated.
She reported the situation to the police, but was told they could not do anything as there was no criminal intent on the family's part.
Yeah, that's dope.
Can't it do sounds anything, like hey? You can swim in anyone's pool and say, "But I swimped it.
I swimped it. Yeah.
No criminal intent. I thought I was legally swimping.
Hey, me and my family are trying to swimp here, all right?
I'm swimping here.
All this swimping's above board.
Yeah. Let he who has not swimped cast the first stone.
Yes. Yeah. I hope someone from Swimply hears this and has a good think about what...
or reaches out for a sponsorship.
Hey, I know that you've got to sort of make shit work. You know, rent, oh my God, expensive groceries. Thanks, Joe Biden. They're crazy expensive. I know you got to do it. But like, listen to us saying like swimp it and Swimply. And, like, you kind of have to realize your life is really stupid. Like, it's really fucking stupid.
They probably know. This sounds like one of these money-losing ventures, right? Yes. Where it's got a bunch of, like, capital behind it, but it's, like, ultimately doesn't make any money. It's never made any money.
It turns out an hour of swimping should actually cost, like, $3,000, and they're loss-leadering it for, like, $35 an hour. But it's not going to – like, you should probably get out now before shit really tanks because you're not going to get –
you should bail.
Your entitlements are not going to get paid out when the shit goes bad. Get out of there. De-swimp yourself.
Also, there are pools.
Yeah,
they're
public pools.
They're a public pool. They're kind of yucky.
But ideally, if we can disband all governments, there won't be.
Yeah.
Yes, you know? Let's privatize only our own pools.
make the pools into data centers full of NVIDIA GPUs to generate new AI models.
Yes.
Maybe fill it back up again with water to cool it down.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
I was just trying to figure out the origin of that phrase, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, you know, about all the sort of subscription business model stuff and leasing and everything. Turns out it originated in a 2016 video by the World Economic Forum summarizing an essay written by Danish politician Ida Auken. Auken had previously written in 2014 about a hackathon at the WEF that proposed FridgeFlix, a startup that would allow users to lease all of their household appliances from a provider that would also service and upgrade the appliances.
Yeah, he's kind of right in that I'll own nothing and be happy. It's called BitTorrent.
Yes.
And I'm just stealing all my shit now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you fucked it up.
I actually think that's good. Like in America, where every apartment comes with like a fridge and a microwave, I don't want to own my fridge. I don't want to have to like move a fridge.
I fucking hate. I mean, I don't know if this is controversial. I really don't enjoy moving fridges. They're very large.
Yeah, and they're quite annoying. Heavy. To switch them off.
Yeah, once they got nothing in them, they're fine.
Yeah, but that the bottom of them is often not really designed for being moved.
Mm.
They're more designed to stay.
I think
there.
Our places should come with a fridge. Yeah, like it does come with a stove. You know,
what if I don't like the fridge, when then you know your fridge bloody the ice maker breaks, and
you
then
sound
your,
like
then
an
your
ice maker.
Like,
I've
never I can't fix the ice maker.
If you're concerned that your fridge is not going to be good enough, you're in like the top 10% of fridge owners in terms of fridge quality.
Yeah, Mr. Great Fridge over here.
My fridge fucking
sucks. My fridge sucks. Our fridge fucking sucks.
My fridge is so bad.
I hate it.
Fridge could be worse than mine.
One of the door shelves just snapped off the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not getting a fucking new fridge. It's just a door shelf. I can just have some empty space there.
Yeah. Tall bottles. Woo, look out. Look,
as tall Galliano. As you like.
I just want to say you guys have got my number because the better of my two fridges is great.
Come on.
We got a new fridge and then we were like, you're
Hey, can I send you some shit to keep cold?
Yeah, please. I can only keep like three fridges? Beers in my fridge at the moment and I would love to have six beers ready to go.
Yeah.
Dude, I love having a fridge
and
put
a
whole slab of beers into it. Right.
I know, I've seen your fucking your beer can dispensing situation at the top of your fridge. It's very cool.
You
keep
your
Heineken
man.
Zeros in.
You got a fridgely that thing.
Get the fuck out of here.
I do have a fridgely that thing. I'm leaving fridge on the table.
She is not the only homeowner to have found herself in this bizarre situation. Last year, Eric and Katalin Thune were left speechless after they were informed people were using their California Homes pool while it was on the market.
Sucks to be you.
Okay.
It's got to be like empty homes. It doesn't fucking matter.
It's empty.
You snooze, you lose.
It didn't fucking impact you. You had to be told about it.
Yeah.
Thune's pool cleaner informed him of the situation and put him on the phone with the family who said, hey, we rented it out with Swimply. We swimped it.
What's up now with someone swimping your shit?
quote, and I remind you, these people are now in California.
Yes.
How could somebody post a listing without verifying that they actually own the property?
It's actually super simple. You put in the address.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you leave and you fucking forget that the app is on your phone.
Pictures from realestate.com.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Check?
Yeah.
They're gonna drive out there and they're fucking Swimply.
They're going to check the fucking... the swim fed. They're going to check the Zillow listing and be like, holy fuck, this is Luis Guzman's house. I'm going to charge extra for this one.
Yeah.
You get that notification, swim it. $300. Bam, straight in your pocket.
Yeah. Also, pools are stupid.
They're very cool.
Fun to
I
be
mean,
in.
They are kind of great to spend time in. And having one must be amazing.
Childish. They're an extravagance.
Eleanor loves living where we live, but I think the only thing that would make her happier in life is if we lived somewhere warm enough to warrant having a pool.
You can't have a pool there.
No, fucking people do, I tell you what.
You can't have a pool in Brisbane either. It's too cold here too.
It's apeshit to me when you're like flying into Sydney Airport
You see all the pools?
Yeah, just looking down at people's houses, and it's like the whole sort of harbour area. It's like 80% of the houses have pools in the backyard.
I'm like, leftistly, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, damn, that pool could be a house. That could be affordable housing. Yes. And then I'm like, it'd be so awesome to hang out in that pool.
What if I was on a floating chair, you know?
Whole afternoon. Just don't even get out of the pool.
Flamingo, it's got a cup holder for your beer in the side. Maybe you're drinking a pina colada.
I'm having some thins, some sour cream and chives thins.
Mm, okay, some thins.
Yeah. Your friends are there. I'm not a fan of thins. Thins are, ironically, too thin for me. I like a thick cut chip.
I think sometimes if I'm having an afternoon sesh, I'm not getting out of the pool and I'm having 12 beers, I'm going to stay light with the thins.
Mm. It's a good idea.
Leave space for the beers because beers are heavy.
Higher oil content, though, because they're so thin.
Yeah.
Not sure that's right.
Is that true?
Yeah,
I think that's true. They seem like they're better for you, but I think they're not, right?
I feel like a kettle chip looks like it's got more oil in it.
Yeah, that's where it's deceptive, though.
Okay.
Kettle chips actually one of the best things you can eat.
That's why I eat so many of them.
If you're listening to this right now, just don't question anything that you're hearing and absorb it as true, and then tell other people.
Tell other people. Yes. Don't worry about it.
Oh, thins are actually much worse for you because the surface area to like sort of weight ratio means they actually absorb far more oil. So you think you're having less.
I bet that history will vindicate me.
History
will vindicate me.
Yeah.
Next time you're in the supermarket with your partner who doesn't really listen to the show, you've tried putting it on a couple of times in the car and they weren't really feeling it.
Compare these chips right here.
But next time you're in the supermarket and they pick up a bag of thins, just say, it's your funeral.
Yeah. I just don't think our kids would like to be without a mother. Hmm? Mm. So maybe put the thins down. Get some kettle chips.
Ah, Ben assuming that the non-listener is the girlfriend.
It is got to be the case.
Oh, yeah.
Statistically.
Yeah. I don't put moral weight on those statistics, but I do believe them.
Swamply is an online marketplace for hourly rentals of pools, courts, backyards, and more, according to the app.
What?
There are more than 25,000 pools listed for rental across the US and Canada. Hosts are given a $1 million insurance policy.
Just rent out your backyard.
Backyards? You've got like
rent
a giant
out my yard.
Like a big family from El Salvador having a big barbecue in your backyard for $35 an hour?
Mm. That's like, look.
Are you allowed to hang out with them?
Yeah.
If then I'm on board. Because I don't know what El Salvadorian barbecue is like, but I bet it's pretty good.
I bet it's pretty good.
Yeah, with a name like that.
All of this shit is just such a fucking damning indictment of like the lack of third spaces in the places where you live. If you can't get to an affordable public pool, if there isn't a fucking park that you can have a barbecue in, a basketball court that you can play, maybe you should think about shooting a local politician.
Yes. Ooh. Well, no, we got a solution for now. You just swimp it.
Yeah, swimp it.
You just got to swimple it.
Just swimp it!
Yeah.
You get a swimply pass.
Yeah.
You can swimp as much as you like.
I'm going to swimp myself silly this summer. It's swimp summer.
Oh, did you get the swimple season pass?
I got that one. Unswimpleted.
I almost put an article into the notes today, but I couldn't quite bring myself to do it. That was about like try to do a sort of Kamala Harris Brat Summer thing, but being like local residents in this town think Brat Summer is about like sausages, like brats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was a bunch of quotes from middle-aged people being like, it is Brat Summer.
I am eating a brat roast.
It sort of ran out of steam before you finished the sentence, I noticed. So.
Yeah, I couldn't bring myself to do it. I don't really want to talk about any of that.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Just leave it.
I tell you what, though. Sometimes
you
go to get yourself a little something to eat. You see a sausage. Where's the sausage? It's on the menu. Yes. It's time for Looks Like Menu is back on the menu.
The flight menu, back on the menu, boys.
Love hearing it. Love hearing it. Good. Like, you might have seen this one online, but I'm only one person, you know?
Yes.
It's not up to... Maybe you should stay less informed before you listen to the podcast to avoid spoiling anything.
Lucy can't know what you've seen.
That's really good. That's correct. Maybe just stop like... You know,
treat it like a TV show. Give yourself a media blackout.
And kind of like everything is spoilers.
Yeah, everything
like
is
like the internet,
spoilers.
All of the apps...
Yep. I won't believe it till I hear it on Bunta Vista.
Yeah.
Get a Faraday cage for your phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? And
get
for you.
Get a cock cage for your phone.
Yes.
This is from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Chicken wings advertised as boneless can have bones, Ohio Supreme Court decides.
What are we These doing? Courts are out of control.
What are we fucking doing? What's going on?
Yeah.
The Republicans
have got too much fucking
the
power. Yeah.
These radical judges.
What you get.
I wonder what the breakdown of the Ohio Supreme Court is, like, conservative.
It's probably, I don't know. How does it work state by state?
I don't know. You keep going. I'll look into this.
Yeah, you look into it. Consumers cannot expect boneless chicken wings to actually be free of bones, a divided Ohio Supreme Court ruled Thursday. Rejecting claims. Divided. Rejecting claims by a restaurant patron who suffered serious medical complications for getting a bone stuck in his throat.
Yeah, that part not funny.
Michael Berkheimer was dining with his wife and friends at a wing joint in Hamilton, Ohio, and had ordered the usual, boneless wings with parmesan garlic sauce.
You got the white boy special.
You did get the white boy. That sounds pretty good, though. Sounds pretty good.
Oh, I'd eat them. Yeah.
When he felt a bite-sized piece of meat go down the wrong way. 3 days later, feverish and unable to keep food down, Berkheimer went to the emergency room where a doctor discovered a long, thin bone that had torn his esophagus and caused an infection.
Can I offer like a little counter opinion to Michael Berkheimer here? Like, and I don't want to engage in any victim blaming or anything, but I will just offer the observation that boneless doesn't mean you don't have to chew the food.
Is he?
How did a long thin bone get down there if you chewed it at all?
Was he swallowing them whole like an oyster?
It's good for
throwing
you.
His head back.
Again, we don't want a victim blame. This is a horrific injury.
Yeah.
That sounds nasty.
Shouldn't have happened.
Good for you to masticate your food.
You've got to practice it at least.
Yes.
Just practice at home. Plus, give it a good old chew next time.
Sort of practice working through your gag reflex. Just find something you can sort of get in there that'll just sort of get towards the back. Sort of maybe try moving forward and backwards on it a little bit just to sort of tease the gag reflex and see how you go. Yeah.
You know how like you're meant to brush your teeth for like however many minutes it is that I tell my kids, you know.
No one knows, no one cares.
You know, there's like a period of time. Maybe do yourself a favor and just count off like 20 chews before you swallow each boneless chicken wing, you know?
You could even sort of sing a little song to yourself in your head that's the right length. Like it's a white boy special, right? So you do the first rapped verse from Clint Eastwood by Gorillaz.
Yes.
Because you obviously know that off by heart. And then bam, once that's done in your head,
swallow.
Mystical, maybe. Yeah. Bam.
Oh, yeah. I don't usually like rap.
Yeah. This is a little funky. There's a white guy singing in the chorus. I've had really a little break. Just for the record, Ohio Supreme Court. 4 Republicans, 3 Democrats. I knew it. They've stacked the courts. And now nothing fucking means anything anymore.
Nothing works.
Boneless chickens got bones. Yeah. What's next?
Fucked up. What's next?
Truth is out the bloody window.
Yeah. One of the Ohio Supreme Court justices is called Pat DeWine, which is something that Lucy says quite a few times every Friday night. Am I right?
Get her ass.
That's pretty good. That was really funny.
Oh.
In a 4-3 ruling, the Supreme Court said Thursday that boneless wings refers to a cooking style and that Berkheimer should have been on guard against bones since it's common knowledge that chickens have bones.
What?
So, like, you guys know about, like, boneless wings in the US, right? Like,
yeah.
I feel like this isn't a thing we have here, but it's like, I don't even know if it is a wing.
Oh, I think they're just pieces of thigh. Like if you go to like a Korean restaurant and you get fried chicken and they say, do you want it boneless? The two options you're getting are a chicken that has been blasted into 8 pieces and deep fried, or you're getting a bunch of pieces of boneless thigh that have been breaded in the same way they're doing the
wings. In the same way.
But that's normal food, right? That's kind of like barely processed food. Like karaage is the same, right? You're getting
Yeah.
Delicious thigh. It's got it's just the most flavor.
Chunk of chicken thigh. It's got fat in it, you know?
It's got fat
I'm
in it.
I'm so fucking hungry right now.
Like, so what is a boneless wing? Is that that's not a wing that they take?
Like I feel it's not a wing, right? It's a different part of the chicken that's just done in the same way.
I will tell you right now.
Pieces of breast meat cut into the shape of chicken wings?
I'll tell you right now. Any fucking restaurant in the world you're going to that specializes in serving you like chicken wings or chicken by volume, they're not individually deboning chicken wings or anything.
No, they're not doing
like
that.
Like this. There's no way that's happening.
But is there a mechanical process? I don't know.
What are boneless chicken wings, according to WebsterRodStore.com? Boneless wings are not chicken wings with their bones removed. They're pieces of breast meat cut into the shape of chicken wings that chefs carefully bread, deep fry, and slather in hot sauce.
Or Parmesan garlic sauce in this instance.
Really, really childish thing to want. I think I want no bones in my wings, and also it doesn't have to be wings, but it has to be the shape of wings because that's the shape I expect.
If I was ordering like a ton of food because I knew I was going to get really stoned, it was like a Friday night and I was going crazy, I would get boneless wings because it means I'm not overthinking the eating process. I'm just popping them right into my mouth.
You don't have to think about
that's how
look.
You get an infection.
What if you're on a date?
Yeah, true. Maybe this guy was just super high.
Yeah.
Maybe he was.
Maybe Ohio's legalized weed now. And maybe this guy was stoned as fuck and he thought he could trust what he saw on the menu.
He thought he could trust what he saw on the menu, which was that they had no bones.
I'm just saying you don't have to call them wings. You can just have fried chicken like every other fucking cuisine in the world.
Chicken nubbins?
Look.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, there's karaage, there's chicken, like there's Korean fried chicken. There's so many other people that have worked this out.
I'm just going to say, Theo, I think I agree with the general vibe of what you're putting down, which is that if you go to a chicken wing restaurant and you order the boneless chicken wings, you're just saying I want to go out and have my nuggets, but you don't
want
to have to order nuggets.
I want my nuggies.
And I want them in a nice sauce. I think it's fine. I'm pro boneless wing. I probably wouldn't choose it, but you know.
I'm with Lucy on this one. We've got the two for two on here. Mm. We report,
we got a
you
split?
Decide.
No, yeah. I'm making a really pedantic distinction. I am fine with going out and getting boneless fried chicken. Boneless wings, though, that's silly.
That's silly.
Yeah. Boneless fried chicken is just some chicken that has been fried.
Yes. Like I said, Karaage, it rocks. You got delicious spices in the breading. You know, you can do whatever you get fried chicken with buffalo sauce. Just you don't got to call them wings, brother. You don't have to have them cut into wings like your dinosaur chips.
That's what I mean. You're not fooling us. You know?
You're not fooling us. But apparently they're fooling some people.
They're fooling this guy.
They're fooling this guy, yeah.
Yeah. A dino reading boneless wings on a menu would no more believe that the restaurant was warranting the absence of bones in the items than believe that the items were made from chicken wings, just as a person eating chicken fingers would know that he had not been served fingers, just as Joseph T. Dieters wrote for the majority. Come on.
Chickens
now.
Have wings. They don't got fingers.
Okay, for the record.
They also have bones.
Yeah.
They have fucking bones.
I don't think
like
it's
for
the
real.
Wings, the word wings, that's the issue here.
I was joking about them stacking it with the Republicans thing, but the majority, it's a 4-3 majority, and the majority opinion's being written by the elder Republican on the thing. I think this is legitimately the four Republicans have made this ruling,
funny.
And the dissenters are the Democrats.
Yeah.
The dissenters are all like, you put on the menu that there were no bones in it, and then there was a bone in it, and it harmed the customer, and all of the Republicans are like, you as an individual must take responsibility for your decisions.
Yeah, sort of in line with what you said.
Trying to find small sort of mom and pop operations and tell them what they have to put on their menus.
Yeah.
Tell them how they have to live in their houses, you know, and whereas the Republicans are saying, hey, you do what you want. That's why we staked our claim on this country in blood.
Yes.
And gun smoke.
Yes.
So you can say there are no bones in your wings, even if there are bones in there.
It's fucked up.
And they're not wings.
And they're not wings.
Because of the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
It's because old freedom.
It doesn't matter if both words are untrue. Who gives a fuck?
There are bones in it and it's not a wing.
It's also
Let me say this for you real plain and simple. Shit doesn't matter.
Yeah.
None of it. It's who cares?
And guns do are it, fun.
Whatever. Yeah.
Personal responsibility. You know, if you swallow a bone that rips open your esophagus and gives you a really disgusting infection.
Yeah. The free market will decide. People will read about this and be like, I'm probably not going to go to
just
that
don't
place.
Go back to Wings on Brookwood.
I'm just going to throw it out there again. Probably would have identified the bone if he had to chew the food.
So you're sort of siding with the Republicans on this one. Personal responsibility.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The dissenting justices called Dieter's reasoning utter jabberwocky. Democrats talk in Ohio, I guess, and said a jury should have been allowed to decide whether the restaurant was negligent in serving him a piece of chicken that was advertised as boneless. The question must be asked. Does anyone really believe that the parents in this country who feed their young children boneless wings or chicken tenders or chicken nuggets or chicken fingers expect bones to be in the chicken? Of course they don't, Justice Michael P. Donnelly wrote in dissent. When they read the word boneless, they think that it means without bones, as do all sensible people.
You got a point.
Yes. Yeah. Point well made, Justice Michael P. Donnelly.
That is utter jabberwocky.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone use jabberwocky in like the same
to
sense
like
as
nonsense?
Like gobbledygook.
Like malarkey.
Yeah. That's a bunch of damn jabberwocky.
No, the jabberwocky's a guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect that in Ohio. Like if someone said this in like Tennessee, I'd be like, all right.
Just talking like southern stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But as it is.
Hey, that was definitely an episode of the podcast, Punta Vista. Thank you just so much for joining us. What a thrill to have you here. If you want more of these, you can get those on the bonus episodes. If you don't, keep on trucking, brother.
I don't know what to tell you. I can't do anything else for you. You know?
Yeah. Stay safe out there. Look after yourself. Maybe just ask the waiter. You're going to sound like a fucking idiot, but hey, are these boneless wings? Do they have any bones in them?
I'm not great at chewing. Like, I'm just not a big chewer.
I'm a gulper.
Allergic to bones.
I'm not great at recognizing bones.
Yes.
Kind of just swallow them.
I think this is actually a great, great sort of filter for you when you go out to the restaurant, right? Is that what you should do is ask, do my dressed up nuggets have bones in them or not, sir? Do my fish fingers have bones in them? And if that's too embarrassing for you, maybe order something, you know, where you know if there's a bone in it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. If you feel too embarrassed, maybe it says something about what you're ordering for dinner.
No bones in tofu, brother, you know?
Yes, Lucy, yes, thank you.
Tofu.
Yeah. Those, you know, when you go to the Chinese supermarket and they have these big, like, 1 kilo frozen things of fake duck meat?
That's
no bones
great.
In them.
No
and
bones
they're fucking
in
delicious. Holy shit, they're so tasty.
It's really good.
No
it's
bones weirdly... in a ratatouille, you know?
Unless the rat fell in.
That'd be really sad if that happened. He was their best chef.
They're a fitting end, though.
Died.
We will see you in the future. Have a great time out there.
Bye. See you in the future.